Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, it is time for the nephew. He is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, you know, sometimes you got to say it, you know? Sometimes you got to just get it off your chest. Sometimes you just got to give somebody a phone call and you just got to let them know. You just got to say it.
What are we saying?
Say what?
I love your wife more than you do.
Oh, boy. You just got to say that.
You just got to say it. I mean, you know, it's been heavily on my mind for the last year or two. I love your wife more than you do. I mean, it's just facts. It's
facts.
You
got a lot of nerve.
It's your nephew.
The audacity to call.
We've been enjoying ourselves at lunch, at work. You know, I've been sending money over there. I'm taking care of you when you get laid off. You know what I'm saying?
You're
doing the most, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm keeping the lights on over there. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to reach Trey. This Trey? Who is this? Hey, Trey, how you doing, man? This is Milton. I work with your wife, Teresa.
Milton?
Yeah. You probably heard of me before. I've been at the job probably about 5 years now. So, has she ever mentioned me?
Milton? No, I ain't heard no Milton. What's going on? Is everything cool?
Yeah. Everything is good. Hey, listen, I wanted to have a conversation with you, man. I don't really know how to spring this on you or whatever, but like I say, I've been working at the spot for 5 years and been on Teresa probably like around 3. And I guess what I really want to say is that I didn't gain some feelings for Teresa. And
Hold on, man. You calling me and you're telling me right now you have feelings for my wife, who you work with, and you named her Teresa, because that is my wife. You have feelings for my wife. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, it took me a while to come forward and say this, but I'm man enough now that I feel like me and you need to talk about it.
Bro, have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't.
Have you lost your mind?
No, listen. I'm just letting you know, today is the day that I decided I'm not carrying this weight on my shoulders no more. I'm getting it off of me, all right? And at the end of the day, I love your wife more than you do.
What?
I love your wife more than you do.
Bruh, so how long you been loving my wife? You tell me how long you've been loving my wife. How long you feel that you have been in love with my wife?
I'm looking at, I know at least two.
And how long, does my wife even know this?
I mean, I'm sure she's aware of it to a certain extent.
To a certain extent? How certain of the extent are we talking?
I mean, you know, when we go to lunch together, I'm sure she knows.
Y'all be going to lunch together? How long y'all been going to lunch together, bro?
We've been going to lunch together at least 2.5 years. I mean, we go to lunch together almost every day. I mean, we might miss a day if she go with the girls and I go with the fellas. So be it. But for the most part, me and her pretty much at lunch together.
Yeah, stay the hell away from my wife, bro. I need you to back the Ain't no more lunches, bro, because you done talked enough. Ain't no more in love. Ain't no more state. You need to stay the back. Period. Stay the back, man. I don't want to hear none of that. Nothing. Nothing at all. Because as soon as
he
come home,
Hey, bro, listen. I know all about you, Trey. Everything about you. All right? I already know how you treat her.
Bruh! I'm hot. I'm feeling like a strong sensation right now because I really want to reach through the phone and just break your f-ing neck right now. That's what I really want to do. That's what I really want to do. And why is my wife talking about business outside of our household? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Hey. All I'm saying is when we go to lunch, she let me know how she's feeling. She let me know what she's going through. Hey, she let me know all of it.
Stop with that lunch, bro. I don't want to hear another damn thing about lunch, bro. Ain't no more lunches from here on out, bro. You calling me talking about you in love with my wife. You been taking... What the f***? Who the f*** is a Milton?
I'm Milton.
I don't know where you at, bro. Where you at?
I'm Milton.
You there now?
Hey, man, listen. Calm down with all that energy you got going on. Like, you finna do something. You ain't,
don't tell me to calm down.
You're not finna
do nothing. Calm down, bro. What, you got nothing to what?
You're not finna do nothing.
Tell me where you at right now, bro. I'm getting my keys right now. Tell me where you at right now, bro.
How about when you got laid off and you was off for 6 months and she was carrying all the weight and paying all the bills? You ain't jump ass in?
Yeah. All right, bet. Since you know everything, I bet you know I got a too. So all you need to know is, bro, you're done, bro. You're done, bro.
Okay.
You're done, bro.
Okay.
It's it, bro.
Okay.
That's
and
it,
you know
bro.
What?
The folks talk about that he with my f-ing wife, saying that he in love and shit, talking about lunch and shit. Shut the hell up.
While we here, you can thank me for the suit that you got for Christmas. You can thank me for that. I picked it out and I paid for it, okay?
Word? Okay, cool. All right, cool. Let me go in the closet right now. All right? You talking about the great suit, the three-piece? That's what you talking about? This guy, great bullshit right here? With this bullshit, cheap as anyway. I ain't like this no more.
Now you don't like the suit. You don't want the suit three times. Now you don't like it.
You ain't told
me at lunch when you don't want the suit, dude.
I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. I need to talk to my wife, man. Because I...
Hey, man, listen, you know what? I just couldn't hold this back no more. Me living behind in the shadows, but I'm over here kicking money out to Teresa when she needed it. While you was laid off, I'm helping her out. I'm going, you know, I'm doing too much on my...
Bro, you didn't... So you was giving her money? You kicking her money when I was laid off? You kicking her money?
Dude, somebody had to step up, man. Me and Teresa's tight, so, you know, I just tried to step in and help her out.
So you giving my wife money? What are you saying to me?
Do you want me to make you feel better about the whole thing? You want me to make you feel better?
You ain't need to make me feel better about shit, man. All I need to do is talk to my wife. All I got to do is talk to my wife, bro.
That's fine. But can I say something that'll make you feel better?
What?
I'm going to say this to you, Trey. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Teresa, got me to prank phone call you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, what?
Hey, this is Tommy, man. This is Nephew Tom. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife.
On the Steve Harvey Show. Oh, shit. Bruh. You got me opening this safe, getting this pistol, bruh. Like, bruh, don't do that, bruh. You got to stop that, Tommy. Come on now. Come on. You got to stop. My heart is racing. I'm sweating. Come on now.
Hey, I got to ask you this. You got to tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Got to be.
I think he was a little upset. I'm sorry.
You think?
I just find you to be one of the more ignorant people in our family. And sometimes me just talking to you reminds me that we are related. Because, dog, I hurt you about that type of call. I hurt you.
But did you enjoy the call? That's what it's about. Aww. It's not about that man's feelings and how he felt and all of that. It's about people riding their car listening to this. People enjoyed that. What are we talking about here? Let's not get away from what we're trying to do here, people. What's going on?
You were saying, Steve.
Yeah, look at my face. Okay. What?
Why am I?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it with you.
Saturday, December 28th, the nephew is coming to town. That is Washington, D.C. It's New Year's Comedy Jam. But my uncle say it's 3 days before New Year's. That's December 28th. All right, you got Tony Roberts. You got Lance Woods. Bruce in the building. Red Grant, Lou Nail, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, at Dar Constitution Hall. Tickets are available right now on all Ticketmaster outlets. I will see you in D.C. Laying in the cut. Uh-oh, what did I tell y'all? Milwaukee, the nephew is coming. MLK weekend to the Improv. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. Ignorance is on the way. I ain't never done comedy in Milwaukee, but I bet I'm about to do it now. MLK weekend, we're going to set this thing on fire.
Bundle up.
On fire.
All right, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.